How are you using ChatGPT? We've been flooded with calls and ticket texts. Heather had it in her news. Sloppers are people that let ChatGPT order their food for them off the menu.
They can't make up their own minds. They have to use ChatGPT for everything.
And as a part of date night on Saturday, we did dinner and then we went to a build your own candle place, which you think's hilarious, and so do some texts. But I saw people not like smelling the scents themselves, but relying on the computer to build the right candle for them. So we wanted to know, maybe it's you, maybe it's people you know, outrageous ways that you're using ChatGPT or just what you're using it for.
Yeah, I mean, like, so when I have anything I want to do at the house, I have an idea, I have a concept, but I'm also not the most creative person. So if we want to put new cabinets in a room, we're thinking about doing that in a room we want to turn into Teddy's playroom. So I'll ask ChatGPT or I'll ask AI or just Google, because it comes up with the same thing. Like,
yeah.
Okay, you know, what are some options? What are we, you know, what could we do with this space? And I'll describe the space and they send me a bunch of options. There's a couple of them like, okay, I like that. And it's something that I believe I could do. But then I'll also go to YouTube and say, how do you do this?
That's, to me, it's not that much different than using Google. We always Googled things. Yeah. What should I do here? What's the difference?
Well, that's like for maybe a skill you don't have. Like you can YouTube how to fix things or solve things.
Making a candle might be a skill that the people that you were with didn't have.
They made it so easy anybody could do it. Hell, I was doing it. I mean, smell a couple things. Do you like how these smell together? Throw them in the little thimble and they'll make it into your candle.
What was the makeup of the clientele? Were there any other dudes there?
It's like couples and women.
Okay.
Yeah.
Couples and women.
Not a lot of solo dudes at the candle spot, if that's what you're asking. Ticket texter says, no way in hell.
Not a place you're going to pick up chicks.
No way in hell you'd get me to admit on the air I went to candle making with my wife. Embarrassing, Wes and Chelsea. Yeah. Wes, you sound insecure. Come on, buddy.
Oh, no. Wes, you sound like every man that I know, except the one that sits across from me.
You would be ashamed to say you went and did something with your wife for a date night.
No.
You're insecure.
No. But I don't know that I would broadcast it here today.
Jim, you have a catio. Please sit down and shut up.
Yeah.
Well, that's just not even about the topic. We could get that on any day that ends
in
a lie.
It's about who makes you who you are.
What does that mean?
It's your personality traits.
People use ChatGPT all the time. At Cedar Point, they'll decide what rides to go on, John, in Lake Orion.
Or what's the best order to go in on the rides. Because it takes into account wait times and where you are in the park. Sure.
Costa, what was more entertaining to go with your wife, candle making or Red Wing games? Justin Holden screw up any of the candles, so I think I'll go that way.
Which one smelled worse?
Oh, boy. The Red Wings in March as a scent. Costa, you're on date night. Why were you so concerned about other people around you? Pay attention to your date, Susan and Howell.
Thank you,
okay,
Susan.
Costa has become an angry old man yelling at clouds for a man who is still at awfully a young age.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I go back to what I learned as a child, and that is it's not necessarily what you say, it's how you say it. The smarm that comes along with it.
I mean, we have an alarm for it. I mean,
yes.
It's noted. Let's get to the people. Matt on a cell. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning. So after I tell you the story, you'll understand why, but I changed my name for this story. So I actually work for Google, and I travel a lot, so I stay in hotels. And this one time I was in a hotel for 3 months, and the hotel tried to charge me $350 for something that I did not do, but they still charged the company card anyway. So I was worried because if my job would have taken that money out of my check. So what I did, I went on ChatGPT and I put in like the hotel details, how long I stayed there, what room I was in, the address, everything. And they made ChatGPT made a fake receipt for me for like something. I put it for long-term parking. So they made a fake receipt and I sent it to my job and it totally worked.
Oh, so that's how you get away with the pay-per-view.
$350 worth.
3 months?
Yeah. Well.
No, so what happened, they said that I was smoking in the room, and I don't smoke in the hotel rooms. But whatever, you know, hotels screw people over like that.
So you went right back at him.
I didn't want my job. Yeah, I didn't want my job to take my money because I didn't smoke in the room. So I gave it a shot. I didn't know if it would work or not, and it totally worked. And if it ever happens again, I'm going to do it again.
All right. A.K.A. Matt.
Not Matt.
Right.
Yeah, I would say it's unethical, but it sounds like they were trying to screw with him, so he just met fire with fire. But it is scary what it can do.
Sure. Yeah.
You got to harness it for the right reasons, like making candles. Austin and Dexter, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Jim, I'm with you on the side point of from the creative aspect. I'm a musician, so I really believe that, you know, with a certain...
Oh, no.
You can hear me?
We got you now.
Ooh, yeah, we got you now.
All right, yeah. So I'm a musician, so I'm a big...
Come on.
It has to come from the heart and the soul.
It should,
and,
yes.
So that's important. However, that being said, I was building a new music studio in my house, and don't ever give me power tools, right? So I was... trying to figure out what that was all like, and ChatGPT from, you know, developing the room, designing the aspects, some of the creative feel, there's a lot of science behind certain colors or scents or aspects of that will bring out certain aspects of creativity. So I wanted to explore that a little bit further and using those types of programs to kind of brainstorm and outline what it is you want to do. I got a lot of value out of that, and I was really happy with the result. So that was a really cool way to, you know, take something that was important from a creative aspect and give yourself the space to amplify that.
So it told you, like, what colors and what accents to use, the dimensions, that type of stuff?
Yeah, I want to soundproof it this way, or I'm trying to run, you know, I want to do this technical aspect with my equipment.
And you want it to sound good.
With that? But yeah. Correct. But if I'm going to build out the space, you know, I want to amplify my creative potential. And, you know, so getting into the science behind that, those are really great resources to use for that kind of aspect. Candle making, I mean, they're candles. Let's just wing it and see what happens.
Right. But, that's kind of, it's such low stakes.
He went full, Feng Shui?
Feng Shui.
Feng Shui.
you really are fancy.
What did you call it? Feng Shui?
Feng Shui?
Phone calls, ticket text, ChatGPT. What are we using it for? Ticket texter saying they use ChatGPT for a job interview prep. Landed the job.
There you go.
I use it to buy stocks, Glenn and Lake Orion. It's been effective.
Wow.
Okay. MIT did a study on AI stuff like ChatGPT, and it makes you measurably and significantly dumber.
Well, yeah, you're not using your own brain power to create a solution. You're
okay,
just...
So how would you research it before?
Well, I mean,
you can do research to find out more about what it is that you're doing,
and then
knowledge you didn't have before.
Yeah, but you're still thinking about things differently. When you just type it in, like, hey, I need this, this, and this, and it spits it all out in 2 seconds, most people just use what it gives you, and then that's your...
Yeah, it doesn't mean you could do the skill. You still have to develop the skill if you're going to go out there and do it.
I asked,
I guess.
Unless you're making candles with your loved one.
Which, it's so low stakes. Does the vanilla smell good? Yes or no? Move on, pick a different scent.
Yeah, but you don't want to go home and just throw everything away. You're like, this didn't turn out the way I wanted to.
Have some faith in yourself.
Oh, I think I'd make a great candle.
Oh, would you?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of sense would be in a John Jansen candle?
Well,
maybe
it would
John
probably...
And I will go. Couple bros going to make candles.
Yeah, just what I want to do is walk into a candle-making store with you. That is not on my to-do list.
You could take Lisa. No, I'm not offended. Texter says, candle-making, come on, putz. Says, Costa, stop using the term date night. You have no kids. That's reserved for parents, Dave and Donna and Livonia.
Yeah, it kind of is. We've hijacked that one.
You can't have a date night unless you have kids?
Oh, you can, yeah, but...
ChatGPT, dumbest thing I've asked it, do I need to take a leak?
How long can I hold it?
This might blow Jim's mind, but my employer prefers that we AI text our clients back as opposed to wasting time formulating a response on our own. They go back to track how many of our texts are AI generated.
So can you, does it say this was generated by AI?
They probably have a software, or they use one of these softwares.
Maybe you're just that good responding to texts.
Maybe.
I don't know if I would like, if somebody responded to me and I know this individual, even if just, you know, not like a good friend, but somebody I've worked with long enough and they send me an AI generated text
it's not like personal. You speak,
then no. I don't want that. That's just, it's so impersonal.
I asked ChatGPT if we needed another right-handed bat. It said no, signed Scott in Detroit. ChatGPT told me I could beat Gator in golf, signed Rieger. Did you see that over the weekend?
No, I haven't gotten the update of what happened.
Okay, we need to we have less than an hour left in the show. There is audio of Jeff Rieger having to own up to his misgivings and faults. We should play that for people at the end of the show today. Maybe crosstalk?
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Yeah.
Because I know it was quote-unquote the company outing, but only if you've got the invite.
Right.
Not to everyone.
But Rieger, this will surprise you, talked a lot of smack that he could beat Doug and Gator.
Oh, yeah. There's a shock. Rieger talking smack.
And he got humbled and it was funny, and we'll play it later in the hour.
Okay.
I'm dying. Fang Shui. ChatGPT does not believe in having two elite edge rushers, signed Brad and Alan Park.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we heard that one from Scott Harris. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
How would ChatGPT do at running a sports team? It's 97.1.